Zoom, Examining the Future of Craft, is a two-day symposium that's been organized by the Indiana University Metalsmithing and Jewelry Design Guild, featuring workshops and presentations by artists, researchers, curators, and dealers from around the U.S. and abroad. Although metals and gemstones figure prominently in the work of some of the participants, other presenters work in polymer clay and resin, circuitry, LEDs, and microcontrollers. The scope is so large, it begs the question, what does craft mean now?
That's
a loaded question.
It is a very loaded question.
MFA metalsmiths Eric Verastro and Vincent Pontillo Verastro are two of the organizers of the Zoom Symposium. Vince ventured this definition.
The way I see it is enforcing the hand of the maker into an individual piece of artwork. And as long as that is there, then I see it as being contemporary craft or contemporary well-crafted artwork.
In the past, craft, just in regards to metals, has been about metal.
That's Eric.
And about the use of metal and gemstones.
Yeah. And it's like that across the whole craft field, though. You have, you know, metal, glass, fiber, wood, ceramic. You know, and those were the five craft medias.
And you stuck to that. But now it's developed into this thing where it's, you can use any material inside and outside of that. And that's why we're bringing all these outside workshops that seem like they don't relate to metal, but they do.
That's the beauty of seeing a contemporary craftsman working within the metalsmithing and jewelry field, is even though you're not using traditional metalsmithing material, you still see that evident and apparent hand of the jeweler on the piece. Whether or not it's related to the detail, the touch of the artist to the work, if it's appropriated as a singular piece of jewelry, how it relates with the body. It could be a sculptural metalsmithing object. It could not be metal at all and just be a large-scale sculptor, but it's somehow related to that jeweler's touch and that craft sensibility.
At least in the traditional hierarchy of the arts and crafts, arts were always painting and sculpture. And then crafts, of course, were things that were more either homespun or more industrial. Do you feel that as metalsmiths, that craft is still laboring under this kind of prejudice?
I personally, it's like it's trying to break free from that, I think. But there is still that bias, I would say.
It's always been like, oh, be afraid of the C word. You know, craft's been controversial. Trying to raise a crafted object to the level of high art is always going to be a debated field, so we might as well take back the term, make it our own, and work within how we see contemporary craft as modern artists today. You know, everyone's so hell-bent on trying to make jewelry into something that it's not, into being accepted in the art world like a painting. It's not that it's not accepted amongst the arts community, but it's accepted in a different manner. So I just think we need to get past the discussion of fine art and craft, because you're only going to have well-crafted fine art.
So for a piece of jewelry to be aspiring to the state of a painting isn't even logical, is what you're saying.
I want to see a painter aspire to the level of a piece of jewelry. Why isn't it the reverse?
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.